This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We're off next to Oakland County, Michigan, where a dude was caught on camera exposing himself at a park. Did they catch this perv? Let's find out from WXYZ-TV.
Well, the man behind the lens says this is not the first time that man exposed himself. In fact, he said it happened just a day before. It all went down here in this shelter on top of one of those picnic tables. That man behind the camera says he hopes that this serves as a warning for park goers and parents.
What are you doing, dude? Put some clothes on.
The intense confrontation caught on a cell phone camera.
I'm calling the sheriff right now.
That's Ben Goit's voice. He's angry and confused after another man exposes himself on top of a picnic table. We're blurring that man's face because he has not been convicted of a crime.
Took his pants off, lifted up his shirt, and he was laying right on the table just doing whatever the heck he was doing. So I just told him.
We know what he was doing.
Is this what we do in the parks now?
What the are you doing? You did the same yesterday.
Goit says his video was taken on Friday, and he believes the same man was at the same spot exposing himself a day before.
Not even a half a mile from here, there's a daycare that they, they bring all the little kids down here, you know, on their little field trips or what.
Don't sit at the table.
No.
Today, we saw an Oakland County deputy survey the area, but the sheriff's office did not say if that man was in custody or if he could face any charges. Goit posted the video on social media to warn others.
There's some creepy things that go on down here, but that's probably one of the worst that I've seen.
And that video goes on for some time. That man apologized for what he did, but later covered his license plate so Goit could not get a picture of it. The sheriff's office is investigating at this time to ID that man. We'll let you know what happens. Live in Oakland County, I'm Rudy Harper.
How do you cover your license plate so someone doesn't tape it while you're driving?
Must have just taped something over top.
How do you, really?
Or maybe he just got a really crappy car. He just pulled it right off and threw in the back seat.
Impossible.
Drove away.
Yeah.
Why are parks so, like, sexually...
weird?
Yeah.
Sexually weird.
Sexually they are weird sexually now. Weird.
They've always been. Yeah, honestly, parks have always been up to... There's always... There was, like, a park we would go to as kids. It was, like, the big city park. And everyone always said, oh, well, when it gets dark, you got to get out of there. Because then it's time the bathrooms get switched into people meeting and banging in them.
Dudes trolling for dongs.
And that was like when I was six. You know what I mean? Like, they were telling you even then, like, it's not safe in this park.
It's always
at
been
night.
Jokes, you know.
Yeah.
Once I realized there's stuff going on, there's always been running jokes since then. I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I found this guy's. Happening. So they said he posted it on social media. I found his Facebook page. I can't see the video, but he does like our show that came out.
Oh, yeah.
So
of
thanks
course.
For listening to the guy who, not the perv, the guy
well, the perv does too.
Well, I'm sure the perv does too, but the guy who filmed the perv. Yeah.
Thank you both for listening to
this.
He's
a fan of our show. So we appreciate that, Benjamin. Unless he posted it.
The news report really
else.
Paints a picture of that park area too with those B-roll shots of the cobwebs and stuff just hanging at the bottom of picnic tables.
That is, first of all, I hope like people aren't eating on those because, you know, it's a secluded picnic area. Like it's almost, it's like an inside outside.
Inside,
it's covered in a fireplace.
There's a fireplace.
Yeah,
there.
They look like a fireplace.
I'm sure
but
they
the thing
thought
is,
it would
I
be
do,
nice.
I do think on the right day, if it's nice out, that a park like that, it is full.
Yeah, for sure.
Like absolutely. It is full. All it takes is that's the right day, the right temperature, the sun out. And a park is jammed.
I guess we should just assume that every park picnic table has been jerked on.
That's probably more extreme than it needs to be, but I know what you're saying.
Just assume something bad has happened on those picnic tables.
I'd bring something to put over
a cover. Yeah, a cover is a good idea.
Definitely all have some sort of bodily fluid.
Something's happened.
Yeah, poop, semen, urine, something.
Something.
Saliva.
I'm not a big park.
Who is? Who's a big park person?
I mean, I don't
There's
know.
A lot
there
of
are
park people
like a park.
They go for walks and
my
parks.
My kids like love a park.
Kids
Jason's
love a park.
Always going to the parks.
Jason.
That's true.
I used to love parks.
I guess maybe there was a
kid.
Once I grew out of swings, I was done with the parks.
Yeah.
You know, if I can't jump off the swings anymore, I don't know.
There's
I'm
some
done.
Parks that you can go walking in that are real nice.
Yeah, I guess I walk through. I mean, I don't like stay at them.
Okay.
No.
Here's a reveal.
What?
When I see
You jerk off in a park?
No, no, no. When?
Chuck's a park jerker!
Well, yeah. No, when I see like one of those play areas that is like a gigantic castle or like a it's just incredible, I am like, man.
You wish you were a kid, a good play.
Yeah,
I know. I get the same feeling, dude.
Yeah. That's my reveal.
Yeah,
you want my reveal play. Is like, oh, because the stuff we had like we had one thing that was like it was trying to be a ship.
Right.
It was trying to be a ship, and it had a wheel, and we made that thing like it was the greatest thing you could ever go to. And then I'll go to these baseball tournaments where they have what looks like a gigantic castle, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me right now?"
The huge playscape thing,
and my kids go
slides and swings, oh, and bars, and yeah,
you know,
yeah,
also,
imagination back then.
This guy has a reveal, I guess.
Uh-oh,
got a couple of park jerkers, huh?
I don't think it's much of a reveal. I think we've talked about it before,
of what you're up to in parks.
Yeah, I've definitely banged in a park.
Yeah, you have banged in a park.
Your wife.
No.
Way to go, Dave. Sorry. I thought that was a reveal. I thought that was the reveal.
No.
Okay. Nope. No, because she's the nature lady, right?
Yeah, but not that kind.
Yeah, but it used to be my spot for dates and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
His date spot. Ooh,
dates at the park with Jason.
Several people.
That is so cheaply Jewish of you.
I know. It's just a good spot. And thinking back, it's awfully creepy, you know.
I think a lot of people have done that. I don't think you're the only one.
Well, I had people reach out and ask, like, how do you make that work? You know, how do you convince them you're not a serial killer?
Right, how did you make it work? Like, how did you talk the ladies into the park?
I mean, I'm smooth.
Yeah. Is that it?
No, it's just, you know.
This was like probably, how old were you when this was happening?
Mid-20s?
Yeah.
Mm. It was more so that I would just express my uncomfortability and awkwardness in public places.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it would be easier
to the park.
Have a conversation.
Yeah, the show them some beautiful scenery, some nice playscapes, and he asks if they want to toot on the Jewhorn.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Just take a walk and
Buffalo Bill Finkelstein over here is heralding the ladies into the park.
Yeah, but I was never just jerking on picnic tables, so.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's good. Yeah. At least you were with
a lady there.
Yeah, I go to parks and I've banged in parks.
All right. Yeah. There he is.
There he is.
Jason the Jew.
His wife is not listening.
No, hopefully
Let's hope not.
That's so if you see Jason at a park, make sure you get a towel and wipe down your table before you have a picnic.
Yeah, sure. You'll know he was there.
Yep. All right, Jason. Thank you. He's stop. It won't stop playing. So I hope they catch this guy. So he was obviously trying to entice this dude.
Was that
the play? Did he just happen to catch him mid-act, or this guy was like making a move?
The way it sounds like the guy came in, stood up on the picnic table, dropped his drawers, kind of like, hey, you want like what you see?
If I'm in the park, if I'm just sitting at the picnic table, random guy.
You'd assume.
Right. Oh, so what am I doing there?
If you by yourself, you think are sitting at a picnic table at a park, you're gay
just
cruiser?
There waiting.
Wow. There's three guys. Don't sit down at a picnic table.
I don't understand. Why would a dude just need to be sitting at a picnic table at a park by himself anyway?
Well, I think he's like a worker on break or something.
I know, but I'm just saying he's in that little weird, creepy back, whatever that thing was. That little.
I think they're both up to no good.
Well.
No, stop it. This guy listens, remember.
He could be a listener and still be up to no good. It's okay.
He's not up to no. He was just trying to have a lunch break or something.
See, I feel like the only thing you would see me doing at a park and getting high in the back by myself is smoking a doobie.
Right. And he might have been doing that.
But if you're out, if you work out in construction, whatever you do, you want to have
just need a break.
Lunch.
I get it.
Yeah.
That guy had like a, the listener who taped had like a construction worker's vest on.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
They eat there all the time.
Well, I think so. And I will say, back when I lived by myself, I lived kind of close to the river. And if I was heading home from downtown sometimes, I would get food. And then I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to park here and check out the city skyline and eat my food and then I'll leave. But that's the same place where if you were there and it got dark, Everyone did like the flashing lights or whatever. So like I wouldn't be there for
you
the
ate lunch
nighttime.
At a pickle park?
Well, not a pickle park. It was like yeah, the down. It was like that. The.
He's like we prefer a sausage spot.
Yeah, and I think honestly, instead of it being like a pickle park, it was more like anybody could be doing stuff. It's where like teenagers would park.
I see. Okay.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't
just
gay cruising.
It's where you went when you were in high school. You're like, hey, let's go. Like Jason,
anal point.
Sort of. Yeah.
Someone said, a worker on break, Dave lives in the 50s. I do not. People can still take a break at the park? Are you kidding me right now?
I don't think so, but.
Oh, is he special? Okay.
Yeah,
so someone just sent us a link, a link to the uncensored video. I think, do you think that dude's special?
Oh,
is he special, dude? We can't listen to this because
it's off. It's off.
Okay. Yeah. They bleeped out a lot of, swearing here.
Okay. So
maybe this guy wasn't even sitting.
Oh, you know
maybe
what?
Maybe he wasn't even sitting
he saw him in there and he's like, went to go figure it out. So thank God he wasn't up to no good.
Yeah.
He's doing what I would do, like eating your car.
Yeah.
Eating your car.
Yeah.
But why is he taping?
Because the guy's in there.
He saw him
the day before, remember? There he is.
Oh, yeah.
I think he could be
I think so.
Well,
he may be a special man.
Don't you just call the police and let them handle this?
Yeah, you don't go all.
But like, he's walking
so
around.
He knows
he hasn't done it yet.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, there he goes. Wow, what a thing right
that
there.
That is, he just pulled his pants down.
What
right
a thing.
There. So he knows he's being taped
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's not there. He's not together.
You're right.
Is that community salt and pepper? Please don't be community salt and pepper.
What does the community Frank's hot sauce do?
No, see, that's what I think. That's what I thought he was eating his lunch because I
all
saw
the smoke
that.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, there's. It's like no, that's like rum and coke or something, and cigarettes.
It's a party up in there.
Oh yeah.
Is he humping the table, you guys?
Where is he?
Here.
Right there.
Here.
Pants down.
Guys.
I think he's having sex with the picnic table.
Yes, Lisa.
With a Pepsi shirt on.
This picnic table is looking awfully sexy. I better love to it. Come here.
Yeah, he's having sex with a picnic table with a Pepsi shirt on. Just nonchalant.
The choice of a new generation.
You see every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm offended because that is the choice of my generation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my favorite carbonated sugar beverage.
Oh, I think it gets more graphic, this video.
He can't. No, I think he's just.
Is he banging
start.
The hole, the picnic table hole?
Lise, look at
him. Oh, he is spread eagle naked on the picnic table.
That picnic table.
Oh, no, you guys.
How long
is
would you sit and
at least he has.
Not this long.
It's covered,
somebody.
Though. He's got something over top. Like, protect.
Call the police, baby. Call the police.
Oh, boy.
He's got like a.
Damn. Too much.
Yeah, you spent way too much time with this guy. Now you're talking to him. Just,
yeah, I wanted to see a close up of his face when he walked by.
I think he was waiting for her.
Yeah. Oh, he wanted. Oh, my God. That's right. He wanted to be plowed. Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg.
He was preparing to peg.
We have
a he was face down on the table. He wanted to be effed by that guy.
And he realized he wasn't doing that.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah. He wanted to be effed by that man. He was waiting to be pegged.
Stay in your car.
Oh, my God,
eat your lunch and call the police.
Yeah, and then they have a long conversation later, and the guy's probably just saying, dude, I thought...
What is he... Oh, we can't listen.
Yeah, we can't listen.
We can't listen.
Probably a lot of swearing.
Yep.
I want to know what they're saying.
Because I'm almost guessing that was a massive misunderstanding by the guy who wants to get banged.
He thought this guy wanted to bang him in the
Wouldn't
park.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Okay, here's the thing, though. I'm in the park. I'm ready to bang.
Okay?
You stroll up. Mm-hmm. You're dressed like a village person.
Village people?
You know, you've got the...
construction worker.
You've got the construction worker vest on. Yeah! So here comes Dave. Walking up.
I'm just waiting.
I'm waiting.
Ready? Just going to take my lunch break.
Exactly. He pulls up with a rum and coke and a pack of smokes.
And my sub.
Who had the rum and coke and the smokes?
Dave. I'm the jerker. Dave's the James.
Dave brought the party favors.
Okay, so does Dave have on construction boots and shorts? Yes.
Not short shorts, but at least
he looks like he's in YMCA.
Okay,
the village people.
Yeah.
Okay.
He looks.
And he has
like,
rum and coke
just
and smokes.
Like a weird guy with the glasses and the hair. And I'm like, oh, okay, a guy's finally here.
And you're the Pepsi guy.
I'm Pepsi. I'm the choice.
The Pepsi man.
He's the choice of an anal generation.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Dave's just doing his thing, and I'm like, hey! And then all of a sudden, I just drop trowel. Because he just dropped trowel, and like, you.
Oh my god,
anywhere.
You took your shorts off! Put your shorts on!
You didn't go anywhere!
Come on, how long have we been doing the show? You didn't know he was going to take his pants off?
Come on! Oh my god! Chuck, get off the table!
He has a point. I can't think of a more clear signal that he's trying to send to Dave, you know?
Like, why are you still here? You know, like, I just took my pants off and got on the table.
Wait for
like,
him to offer him a drink?
It's time for you to
smoke?
Go. Like, it's time to go.
Just laid on the table as if some guy was ready to F him.
That's what happened on that video.
But that's what happened. He just waited.
It's an amazing recreation.
I'm just saying, like, oh, my genitals are clean. But how long would you stay, Lise?
I wouldn't stay very long. I wouldn't have rolled up with my rum and coke and cigarettes to, like, it seemed like a party. Like, it seemed like
he was I think most people would have been out of there the second he dropped his pants. You're like,
right, you leave.
This is not my cup of tea. I gotta go.
We gotta try and reach this guy.
No,
what was he thinking?
No.
Yeah, we gotta talk to him.
No.
Like, what
it's
were
only,
you thinking?
It's
That's
only
what
bad.
It was.
It's only bad.
The guy wanted to have sex with you.
He definitely wanted to have sex with him.
Someone's gotta know this Benjamin guy.
Well, he listens to us.
To the show.
He loves our show. He likes our page. Can I message him?
We got to talk to him.
He's
I got to know
be
what's
up.
Going
He's
on.
In construction. 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Benjamin Goit. Anyone knows him? He's dressed like a village person.
Highland,
he rolls
Michigan.
Up. The guy screws it up. He's like, okay, here we go. This
you know
is
what?
A guy
you're
with
so,
rum and coke.
You're absolutely right, because I didn't see it that way until you demonstrated
well, once
and,
you realized,
and you presented yourself on the
I
table.
I personally thought he was into the table. That's where
I'm like,
I'm
oh,
like,
he's
wait a minute.
Not,
no,
into,
he's
the
not
table.
Into the table.
He's waiting to...
So once you realize the guy with the rum and coke wasn't going to be into doing what he wanted to do, that's when he started to...
Because like, when you see him, like he's walking back and forth with clothes on, mm-hmm. and then at some point he just gears down and the guy doesn't leave. If you took your pants, if we're the two, we're the only two people in a park.
Right.
Number one, if I'm in a park and then all of a sudden there's a guy there, I'm getting out of there.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's just you and that other guy?
Before anything else happens.
Yes. Nothing good can come of just you and another man alone at a park.
So he didn't see him in this area until he walked up.
Oh, he must have seen him because
he was recording.
He was recording, and he said
he saw him the day before.
So he probably saw him the day before. He's like, what is this guy doing? Same time every day going.
So he knew
area.
He was going to record and get like a video.
Uh-oh, I think they're listening because I think they took the video down. Did they?
No.
Good. They just stopped.
Just
start
playing.
It's probably just our 1990s.
Yeah,
just trying to play a video.
He's in his car, and he's like, what's this guy doing?
Yeah.
He knows he's up to no good.
He knows he's just up to no good, so he's already...
Oh, that guy just rolled up, though. That guy just rolled up.
But he was, like,
he was waiting. He was
absolutely right.
There he goes.
So, yep. He goes.
There he
so
goes.
He pulls
ready.
His pants down, and he bends over the table like,
that's
me.
Yeah,
puts that's little
something
down, doing. Something, little shirt.
Like, I thought he was playing with himself. He's kind of
no,
not.
Well, he's maybe getting ready a little bit.
A little bit.
Maybe getting ready a little bit. Maybe he's getting ready a little bit.
But he's, I mean, and like, come on.
Yeah,
like,
he's presenting. Like someone said.
I'm sorry.
Like someone said, in the animal kingdom, he's presenting himself. That's just like what they do.
That he is. And the thing is,
what
the
is
guy.
He saying? Can we?
No,
no,
he's
swearing.
No, not on
swearing.
The air, but how can we listen off the air? So I want to know what he's saying.
I mean, I don't know.
You can watch it during commercials if you want.
Yeah,
I'll have to.
Because he's definitely swearing to this guy.
Because he's putting his... Oh, he's definitely thrusting his butt in the air. The thing is, he'll think about it. This guy, he looks like a village person. He's in like a wife beater. Everything this guy wants to bang.
He said, oh, I didn't know he was dressed like that.
Yeah, he's trying to talk him into it. I almost guarantee he's like, so what are you doing?
It's like, this is his ultimate gay fantasy. And then all of a sudden, turned into like, oh my God, this is the total misread of signals here.
Now he's all over Facebook.
Yeah. All over Facebook. Boy. There's just this Pepsi gay fella.
What a weird day.
Yeah.
It's
weird day for that guy.
Yeah. For us too. Huh. We had to see Chuck present himself.
Yes,
well,
he did.
I'm just saying, how long are you sticking around the park with me doing that? This guy was up on the table like, I'm going to record you for 10 minutes.
Talk. They're having a conversation.
Yeah. I said you guys need to be detectives and crime scene investigators.
Yeah, just send us all the perverted crimes. We'll figure it out.
Well, other people want the name of the park. No, you sickos.
Yeah, it didn't take a lot to put that one together when I saw how he was presenting himself. He was pushing his butt up in the air like the way a chick stripper would do.
Oh, you're right.
What he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably worked for him in the past. Him.
You're calling Benjamin.
I can call him on Facebook Messenger, I think.
Oh, he's not going to be. He's outside
right now.
He's probably
embarrassed because we're talking about...
I don't know.
How many times
I try it?
When someone's called me on Facebook Messenger? Zero.
Yeah.
Oh. We have to be friends in order for me to call him.
Of course.
But, you're not contacts on Messenger. He will get a message that you tried to call him.
That's weird. Dave Hunter
then he has your...
Me.
But then he probably...
Oh. Yeah, don't do that, Dave.
Yeah,
it's not really. Didn't think that one through. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if that guy happens to reach out, we'll let you know what he says. But from our perspective, he misread that situation. That guy simply.
I feel bad for the gay guy.
I feel bad for the gay guy. He just. I mean, first of all, you shouldn't be having sex in a public.
No, but let's be honest. It's been a place where
that's accurate, Lisa.
It's been a place where gay guys have had sex for a long time.
It doesn't mean it's right.
No,
I think nothing is asking. Like, more I guarantee I wouldn't have to ask you, but if I drop my trousers, you'd be like, well, I think I know what he's after. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's pretty
clear. There's nothing that says, bang me.
We're not posting the video, but if you want to see it, it's on the Highland Matters Facebook page. There you go.
Okay.
You can go yourself on your own time and enjoy
it. Do it soon, because it might be taken down.
Yeah, you probably will. You're taken down.
Kill the...
Highland Matters Facebook page is where it's up. It's probably not going to be there for long because there is nudity in it, right?
Watch that and then watch the peep show later.
Well, I feel like you don't actually see it at all.
Well, you know when he rolled over?
He pulled like a t-shirt over the cover.
He did, but it took a second. I feel like if you zoomed in on it, if you were the Facebook...
Well, he's not very hung because I would have noticed it if he had a...
Well, of course, yeah. Well, that's why I thought...
He was more ready to receive than he was the catcher. Yes, he was prepared.
Wouldn't it have been something if he would have yelled out, prepare to peg?
Prepare to peg!
He's right there. That's a bang me move.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
That's the same pose Chuck gets into when I come over his house.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's on the couch and
right here, he's going to give up, and I think you probably could see it for a split second. He's like, "What? You don't want to bang me?"
Okay, I can see it. Actually,
I didn't.
Fairly sizable.
Wow.
Good for you.
Very impressed. You impressed James with your dong, pervert.
Can't believe I missed it the first time.
All right, so if you want to see it, that's on your time. You go check it out. But we got to the bottom of that, right?
Yes, we did.
Get to the bottom already.
Oh, somebody says it's called gay guy peacocking.
Oh, when they present like that?
Well, that's exactly what happened.
And that's exactly what
Chuck
did.
His feathers were ruffled.
Chuck peacocked.
Oh, he was hoping for the feathers to get ruffled. He just put them on display.
Okay, so think about what I did, and then think about if I had my underwear down. Just how shocking.
I'm trying to turn around right now.
Oh, my gosh. That would have been pretty shocking. I'm glad you didn't
go
full.
You know what I mean? Like, you took your shorts off. That was enough. We didn't need to see your underwear down, your hairy ass up in the air.
To just stay for the story.
Yeah.
And just record it. That's a hell of a thing.
I don't think we'll hear from Benjamin because we told him, we said he looked like a, he was dressed like the
villager. Well, it's not his fault. He's a construction worker. And unfortunately, they have a construction worker in the Village People. He happened to have his arms showing and he's got tattoos. This guy thought for sure this guy is gay and I'm going to bang him.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Like, poor
he's
Benjamin.
Calling. He's calling.
He's calling. Do we answer?
How is he calling?
Go answer in the other room.
Hey, Benjamin.
Go answer in the other room and then tell James.
Hey, Dr. Freak, how are you?
I'm going to just hear Dave's side of the
can
combo.
Can we interview you on the show to talk about this?
Do you think
your video you posted? Okay, hold on. Here we go.
So I'm going to Have James call him. Tell him to get. Give the phone to James. We'll set it up so it doesn't sound like we're in high school radio right now.
So he's going to. Okay, so this is what we'll do. We'll take a break.
Okay.
Here, yes. And then we'll come back and we'll interview the guy that taped the perv in the park.
Yes.
Does he know he was part of a big gay sex thing?
Right.
I hope he doesn't know we called him the Village People.
Does he know we called him a member of the Village People?
I'm going to tell him.
Lots of questions.
I'm going to tell him just so he knows.
All right.
Don't move. We'll come back with the perv taper in just a moment here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
If you're just joining us, we're in the middle of a big investigation. We have a listener who encountered a pervert in the park, and we have that listener now.
We do.
Dave and Chuck the Freak, breaking news.
So Ben is joining us on the Dave and Chuck lines after I tracked him down on Facebook. Ben, good morning. How are you, man?
Pretty good. How are we?
We're doing okay. So here's the story for those people who are just joining us. Ben was at a park in Oakland County, Michigan. He says it's not the first time he caught this guy exposing himself at Dodge Park. He got the video. And he said he captured this on Friday and posted it on social media. The video has been handed over to authorities. You can't see the video. We know that unless you go to the Highland Matters Facebook page. But what's happening is Ben's sitting at a picnic table, like facing the other way. And there's this guy behind him who whips his shorts down and has basically presenting himself to Ben like, hey,
you bang me.
You can have sex with me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Ben, did you realize, first of all, explain it to us. It sounds like you were pretending to make a phone call. Is that what you were doing?
Well, actually, I went down to that park on Thursday afternoon after work to, you know, just unwind a little bit before I got home.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened, but, I wasn't sure if that's what I seen or not, you know, so I just got out of there. I got a weird vibe, so I just split. So the next day, it's eating away at me at work. I'm like, did I really see that? So I go back down there on Friday, and the guy's vehicle was there again. So I turned on my camera before even getting out of my vehicle.
Okay. So you saw his car.
And I walked down there. He didn't even know I was filming him. So I walked down there, and I'm sitting there, and the guy walks up behind me again, and I'm like, what the heck's going on? So, you know, I'm sitting there videoing, obviously. And then finally, I just couldn't take it anymore. I had to turn around, and I was just like, what the heck are you doing?
Right. So you were facing forward, and he's behind you, and you didn't you didn't see him take his pants off, lay down on the, because you guys were having, like, a conversation, you know, you were like, oh, work is tough and blah, blah, blah. And then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm polite. I'm cool with everybody, but.
Right. And so.
But you didn't know he was taking his pants off.
But you had no idea he was laying on the table with his pants down.
No clue.
That makes more sense.
Like I said, I turned around and I seen that, and you know, my first instinct was little street justice, but it was nice out. I didn't want to end up in jail that day either.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
So you, the day before, what happened? Like, did you, you saw it or you weren't sure what you saw? How did it play out the day before?
I just kind of like glanced over there and I was like, I thought I seen it, but I wasn't sure. And I just got this weird vibe and I just left. I don't know if that guy is dangerous, if he's got a gun, a knife,
right,
whatever.
Right.
So I just split. And then, like I said, it was eating at me all day at work because, you know, there's kids that go down there. There's a daycare close. They bring the kids down there on field trips and things like that. So I just, like I said, I turned down my camera prior to getting out of my car, and that's what we come up with.
Wow. Yeah.
He didn't even know I was filming him. And then he goes, and I told him, I said, I'm calling the sheriff on you right now. He's like, do it.
He said, do it.
I followed him up to his car to get his license plate number. He covered up his license plate with a T-shirt.
Oh, okay.
And then he ripped his license plate completely off his vehicle.
Oh, he did.
Oh, that's what we were wondering how you wouldn't have been able to tape it when he starts to drive away, but he ripped it right off.
Literally ripped it right off.
Dude.
And then you know, obviously I was filming, and then I took a still photo of his face, and I posted it on Facebook, like, does anybody know this person? And everybody started giving me smoke, saying, why are you being so nosy? Why do you want to know this person? So I put it out there. I put his picture up there, and then I put the video right
now. Oh, so you were asking before you put the video up, and people are like, dude, why are you trying to find this guy? And it's like, well, okay, here, let me show you why I'm trying to find him. He was presenting himself.
So he thought you were there to meet up for, you know.
To bang.
Yeah.
He did.
So does he. So
joke's on him.
Okay, but. Yeah. Obviously, this place must be known for that, then. If he's just hanging out in the parking lot waiting for random men to come up, it must be where this happens.
Yeah, I have no clue. I grew up right there. I've been going down there for years just to hang out and, you know, do whatever.
Right, right.
Chill out.
And I was worried because, you know, so when we saw your Facebook page, we saw that you had, like, the vest, you know, like you working in construction or whatever. So I was like, oh, my God, you rolled up to the scene and you had the construction vest on and everything. And this guy just thought, oh, this guy is, like, Village People style.
He thought you were into it. And the fact that you were having a conversation with him, you weren't immediately calling him out.
Yeah.
Led him to believe that you.
He thought you were cool. It was going on. It was go time.
Yeah.
He thought it was go time.
But, I don't know what he was thinking, but he was definitely barking up the wrong tree.
He was barking.
Now he knows
that. He was barking, though.
Okay, man. So when you posted this on this Highland Matters Facebook page, people have identified him. We're not going to say his name here on the show. That's up to the police. But people have identified him. Do you have the police given you any updates?
Not at all. Nope, I haven't heard from them.
Yeah, generally they won't.
I mean, they called me and asked me if I could take that Facebook post down. Otherwise, they're going to take my phone for evidence or whatever. And I'm like, not taking it down. Like, as a pedophile, and you should be exposed.
Why do they want it taken down?
Because I don't know for sure. I don't know if they were getting.
Well, you know what it is when you look at the post, it's because we can figure out who he is and everything before he goes to court.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you.
Well, like I said, in the beginning, I just put his picture on there, and then everyone on Facebook's like, you know, again, asking me all kinds of crazy questions.
Right.
Like,
you had to put it. You had to post it. You had to post the video so people knew what was up. You know, but man,
like I said, this was back in the day, my old self, like, you know, I would have just leaped across the table and, you know.
Yeah, but ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, you'll be the one charged in that situation then, right?
Luckily, you did the right thing.
You have it on tape, so you would have been able to show them that. But still, I don't think you're allowed to just strike the man for presenting his ass to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Ben.
Such a naked guy anyway.
Obviously he would. So are you going to keep going back to this park now, or are your park days done?
No, I'll keep going back. Keep coming down there, I'll keep running them out.
Can I encourage you to at least hand sanitize?
Oh yeah.
Now knowing what happens on those picnic tables.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Ben, thanks a lot, man. Good luck to you. Hopefully you don't see anything like that again.
Right on, cool. All right,
take care. You too, Ben. So that's Ben, who taped a pervert in the park, a guy who bent over a table presenting his ass to him, wanting him to F him. So they've identified this guy. He even has a GoFundMe set up.
Why does he have a GoFundMe?
He's looking
for his car insurance.
Allegedly.
Oh, people have just then blasted his GoFundMe with pictures of him on the table with his ass up.
Oh, my God.
Lisa's dying. God. Lisa's dying. Look, people have just put his. And it's just a person named Lisa who did it.
Yeah, it is.
Let me donate and get some money. He needs some car insurance.
So this guy set up a GoFundMe to help him get car insurance. Oh, get himself get car insurance.
Oh, man.
But then, so now people have found his page and they're posting the nude pics of him from the picnic table on his GoFundMe page.
He doesn't take it down. Man. Does he not know that
it, he must not know. He must know. When did he ask for this?
Nine months ago.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was created 9 months ago.
And the last donation he got was 9 months ago.
Oh, so he doesn't. He forgot about it.
Yeah, but people are.
He's been, from what he lays out here, he's been through some stuff still, though.
He has?
Yeah.
Didn't see.
Yeah, he's lost his parents.
Oh. And,
you know, but still, you can't just present your ass on a picnic table. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Lots of people lose their parents and they don't do random gay sex in parks.
He has a lot of problems.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Need some help, like mental help.
Don't help this man. He jacked off to my friend in public.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Yeah, there's people who are blasting his page.
Oh, God. Oh, they're just putting tons of...
This is what you're donating to.
Oh,
man. Oh, man.
Well, at least now you know why he's trolling around the park. He can't really afford to troll around anywhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah. Still, though, you can't do that.
Oh, I'm not saying it's,
no.
It's a good idea, but now we know a little bit of background story on the guy.
He's just he's playing the game.
Yeah. Someone said, by not taking the video down, you potentially taint the jury pool.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, but at the same time, you should be fine.
Said Ben's like the Pickle Park Batman.
Yes. I'll keep shooing him out or whatever. I'll keep shooing him out.
Oh, that's awesome. That takes a whole new twist to the video if you think of him as... It'd
be sweet if he had a bunch of cool, like, Batman perv-busting gadgets. Like a dongarang instead of the batarang.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't have played it as cool as Ben did. To be pretending to be on the phone while I'm taping this guy with his ass up in the air.
At the same time, he didn't know that his ass was up in the air. He was just recording... Just to see whatever happened.
He couldn't see. What his camera was seeing.
He couldn't see. The second he turned and saw, he lost it.
Yeah.
That's when he starts swearing at the guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
So this guy is already on the sex offender list.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Have you busted a perv? If you have you been like the Batman of the Pickle Park? 1-855-954-6969. You can reach out to us. 1-855-954-6969 or text 46969 if you have.
Bad stuff, Lise?
I can't see. Oh, yeah. Bad stuff. Yeah, pretty bad.
Oh,
this guy's since 2003.
Oh, Jesus. So he's been doing stuff for a long time. He doesn't look that old. He must be older than he looks.
You could be young and still in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
He's not doing this for money, right? People are asking, do you present yourself and then negotiate?
There's any money offered during the situation.
Right. But maybe once, maybe there is once I come around to the area.
Before you park your car in the garage,
exactly.
You got to pay the toll to get in.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think you present yourself and then negotiate the deal later, right?
I feel like negotiations would take place before your pants get dropped. At least in my world, that's what I would do.
Yeah, and people are like, they're terrified because we've said it was Dodge Park.
Yeah.
But it's Dodge Park number 10, which is different.
Oh.
Yes. Dodge Park number 10.
We all know about the other.
The other one is people are like, oh my God. I didn't know they had a Dodge Park number 10. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, not the Dodge Park where Vince Neil just performed recently.
No,
Dodge Park number 10.
I'm sure there was a lot of gay men with their pants down.
Sure, yes, presenting themselves. Dodge Park number 10 in Highland Township is the place we're talking about that this particular incident took place. Documented on camera by a listener, Ben Goit, who, you know,
wanted to try and bust this guy. He saw him there on Thursday. And then Friday, he went back to try and see if it would happen again. And it did. And he got it on tape. The whole thing, listening to it without audio was very confusing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big time.
Right?
Big time.
It wasn't until we clarified what was happening when we were able to listen to it during the commercial break. But Ben swears a lot, so we couldn't play the audio on the air. That's the problem. There is a Facebook page called Highland Matters where this is posted. If you can try and see it there, if you really do want to see it. But it's an interesting situation. But have you encountered a perv? Have you busted someone? How did you deal with it? That's what we want to know. 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. 46969. We'll stop the Batman music. Let's go to Anthony's in Boston. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Prepare to peg.
Preparing to peg! What have you seen?
So, my ex-fiance and I brought our daughter to the mall to get photos with Santa. And, you know, as we were sitting there, she was waiting in line. I was kind of standing back. I noticed this guy sitting on a bench, and he was taking photos of the whole setup and the group and all that. But then I realized, like, this guy doesn't seem to have a kid. He's not focusing on one child. He's not waving. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't really.
He's taking pictures of everybody.
So I went up to him, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm like, you know, which kid's yours? And he just kind of looked at me like deer in the headlights and booked it. And it just so happened that there was another guy that had kind of been paying attention to him, too. And as soon as he started running, the guy tackled him. And we held him until mall security got there, and eventually the cops got there. And he ended up being a creeper.
Oh, super creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Super, super creepy. Yep. Those are the situations. I mean, he wasn't doing anything real bad, just taking pictures. But still.
Mm-hmm. Still.
You don't want to slug him, right?
Yep.
Can you get in trouble for slugging a guy for taking pictures? Probably.
Well, you could maybe make, you were trying to arrest him.
Citizen's arrest.
And he was resisting.
And his face got in the way.
Yeah, he was resisting your citizen's arrest.
This guy said, I once caught a guy pissing in a trash can, dong out to the world. So I honked my horn at him and made him piss all over himself.
I mean,
he could just be a drunk guy.
Yeah.
Right? Or homeless.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was being a perv.
Right.
So much. I caught a guy at the beach trying to take photos of my wife and her friends in their bikinis. I snuck up behind him and told him to get the F out of here. I was going to beat his ass.
It is weird when there's the guy with the really nice camera on the beach.
Right. Zoom That's lens.
Like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah, if you're a professional photographer, you don't really bring your camera out to the beach like that.
No,
unless it's
you
some
don't.
Sort of a bikini model photo shoot.
Exactly.
The sand could damage your camera really easily.
But if you're on a big beach, you'll see that guy. You'll
telescopic lens.
Oh, yeah, you'll see that guy.
Probably trying to snake peeks in my cheeks when I'm out on the beach.
Exactly. Yeah,
and ladies should
see your cheeks.
Peeks in my cheeks, man.
Yeah.
That's right, Lisa. That's what they want. All the perfs want peeks in my cheeks.
Buddy and I got
Put
followed.
My umbrella right behind him.
Buddy and I got followed in a park, and when the guy caught up to us, he said, "Hey, are you the guys from Craigslist?"
Oh,
wow, that's awkward.
Yep.
How do you?
And new. See, because this is the thing, like, and before Lisa said, oh, this guy's 100% a perv and he's on the list and all that stuff, I thought to myself, maybe this is just a, you know, poor guy trying to get some stuff.
Some butt stuff.
You know, and just doing it the old-fashioned way, but I don't know.
It's not the old-fashioned way.
I think it is the old-fashioned way.
Like, rather than go on an app and
it's the old-fashioned way. It really is. It's like the old-fashioned way. In the 70s and 80s, that's what you did.
Just go to a park and yank your pants.
You can't afford a smartphone with all this new dating apps.
I thought he was just doing it the old-fashioned way, but
he's on there for lifetime. On the sex offender list.
Off of it.
No, not at all. A few more quick calls here. We're wondering what was your perv encounter that you busted. Will's in Tampa. Hey, Will, good morning, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing okay. What happened?
All right, so my parents were having a get-together one weekend, and my grandfather brought somebody over. They didn't know the guy, but he had apparently seen pictures of my sister at my grandparents' house. And my sister was a teenager at this time. Well, they're sitting there drinking, and the guy says to my dad's face, "I had a dream about your daughter." So my dad kept a straight face. I didn't expect it. Kept a straight face. He took a sip of his beer. Next thing I know, table's out of the way, and he is choking this guy out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So dads will do that.
Yep.
Yeah. So we had to pull my dad off the guy, and my grandfather had to run outside get in the car and start taking off. The guy basically had to run after and jump in the window just to get.
You say you had a dream about my kid.
Yeah.
I'll kill you. Some say when I worked mall security, I caught a guy beating off in the fantasy novel section of Barnes & Noble.
Well, you can't help it. You can't help it.
It's quite a luxurious place.
But are you like reading erotic novels?
Yeah.
That's fantasy. It? But it's like.
Oh, I was thinking fantasy like Dungeons & Dragons.
That's what
fantasy.
I thought.
Oh,
maybe. Like, right.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
I was just assuming it was like erotic. Fantasy. It's just fantasy.
He I will slay the dragon with my meat sword.
He loved Fair like the hot elves.
Yeah. Those you sexy know? Elven creatures.
Someone said the local gym in the men's locker room always has nude all men practically presenting themselves.
Mm.
Went into the sauna, though, and there was an old men orgy in there. Oh, don't go into the sauna.
Ooh, gotta leave that gym.
Yeah, no,
find
you
a
have
new
to.
One.
Because obviously all those guys know that's what happens in there.
Yep.
So you're sitting in the sauna, you know you're sitting in old man semen.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so sweaty in there.
Come on. Was at a bar, shoulder to shoulder. My boyfriend caught a man behind me smelling my hair. I had no idea until my boyfriend chased him out of there, threatening to beat his ass.
There's a lot of hair sniffers.
I love the smell of hair.
I know,
but I'm not going to sniff randos.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when Amber just out of the shower, the smell is awesome, but I'm not sniffing ladies without their consent.
I don't know. I'm going to keep my eye open.
Better watch
keep
out, Lisa.
My eye
better
on
watch
him.
Out. Yeah. Your hair always looks like it smells nice.
Yeah.
Charlene.
He's commented on Lisa's hair before.
Hey, good morning,
there you go.
Guys.
We're a little bit of a reveal.
Okay. I'm not going to be the hair creeper. Hi, Charlene. What's your comment?
Dave's in the park.
Good morning. No. Yeah. I had a really weird perv encounter when I was a young girl, probably like 6th or 7th grade. We would walk to school. We lived in Detroit. There were alleys. This guy would park his car in the alley and stand. He had his license plate covered up, stand at the trunk of the car with his pants down.
Yeah.
And he did this. A couple girls caught him a few times, but one time me and a group of girls were walking. We just started throwing rocks at him.
That's the way you do it.
And calling him every name in the book. Yep. And he, like, jumped in his car and took off.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, just scary, you throw rocks.
Yeah.
Old school stonings.
Stones the way. To do it.
Dave's taking it back.
I am. I'm taking it way back.
1,000 years.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
The lady in this next story is in Missouri. She just went to a doctor. She thought she just had some water in her ear. Turned out to be a venomous spider living in her ear.
Oh.
Here's the story of what happened from NBC 41. Take a listen.
I woke up Tuesday morning hearing a bunch of swooshing and water in my left ear.
So Susie Torres went to this clinic in the Northland where a medical assistant first checked her out.
Ran out and said, I'm going to go get a couple more people. And she said, I think you have an insect in there. No, I didn't panic because I didn't know what exactly it was. And until she came back in and they told me it was a spider. They had a few tools and they worked their magic and got it out.
Once it was out, Torres unsurprisingly had a few questions about her eight-legged guests.
Just why, where, what, and how. Never thought that they would crawl in your ear or any part of your body.
Doctors then told Torres it was a brown recluse, venomous spider.
God.
And she said she looked and I looked okay and that I was lucky that I didn't get bitten by this recluse.
Now Torres is taking extra precaution when she goes to bed at night.
I went and put some cotton balls in my ear last night because I didn't have any earplugs, so yeah, I'm pretty terrified of the spiders.
Her ears look comfy.
I sleep with those, ski masks.
No, news banner. It. Stop.
News banner.
Stop him.
News banter.
The symptoms she would have experienced if she had been bitten are fever, chills, increased sweating, nausea, headaches, but luckily it did not bite her.
Yeah, it's pure luck.
How
because,
is there one of those spiders in her house, though?
Well,
are they around us?
Yeah, they're around us. Yeah, they're just around.
Uh-huh.
They're around. But you know, when you get bit on the hand by those things, it just all the tissue dies. So I can't imagine you got bit in your inner ear. That's really,
you'd be aft, right? Would you lose your hearing?
You'd probably lose your whole ear.
Oh my God. Like, I'm on my ear.
It would just turn all black and fall off.
So what have doctors had to pull out of you? That's the question right now. A woman gynecologist called in. She didn't want to come on the air, but she said that she has pulled cloves of garlic out of a vagina.
Trying to, like, ward off it's evil spirits down there.
Keeps the vampires out. Keeps the vampires out. Think about it.
Why else would you put garlic in there?
She's trying to ward off evil spirits.
Vampires like blood.
I don't know.
I'm assuming it's for some healing.
Is that it?
What is that? Look up the old wives' tale.
Oh, it smells so bad.
Oh, bad. Lisa. Vagina garlic bits. Garlic
ladies
bits.
Coming down the hall. You would smell her.
Garlic in vagina.
It would be very baffling. Like, why does that lady smell like garlic?
And this says people are apparently putting garlic inside their vaginas, but why?
But why? We need to know why.
They say you should never do it. They're telling us why you shouldn't.
I know, but what is the old wives' tale that, like, has people doing it?
Vaginal garlic aficionados.
There's a hashtag for this.
They recommend inserting a clove in there. They want you to clove it up. One clove.
But what? What are they saying? How could it help you? Well, that's what I don't understand.
This doctor really has a lot to say about this issue.
She does. Well, it's her thing.
Garlic in the vagina.
I guess they're trying to get rid of infections and think that
that's what I would have thought.
Putting yogurt or garlic in would help.
Yogurt? Yogurt? What do you get, like a go-gurt and squeeze the whole tube in there?
Yeah, yeah, wow. They think that, you know, if this garlic has allicin in it, which can help, I guess, but it has to be crushed or cut in order to release that.
They sell things for not that much at the drugstore,
right?
For this stuff, it's real simple.
Holy hell!
I can't imagine like garlic crushing up a garlic clove and shoving.
You get
it
a
in.
Garlic press.
You'll never, yeah,
press it down.
You'll never find it all.
No.
Once you get it up in there,
no crushed garlic in you. That's revolting. Mike's in New Hampshire. Mike, we're talking about what a doctor had to pull out of you. What's your story, Mike?
So the girl I used to work with, her boyfriend, she was going down on him, and she had a tongue piercing, and he had crabs, and she didn't know about it. Ended up getting one of his hairs in her piercing. Her tongue started to swell up a few days later, and doctors had to cut it open and remove pubic lice from her tongue.
Oh, my God! I've never even heard of that.
What? It's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah, got right into the piercing hole.
Oh. Lisa, are you okay over there? Like, Lisa's making the strangest
noises.
Yeah, she's
like trying to talk. She's like,
what did you just say?
He said she got pubic lice on her tongue in her tongue piercing, Lisa.
I've never heard of that.
I have never. One of his hairs went in.
One of his hairs got lodged in her
piercing hole, in her tongue hole,
and there was crabs on it.
Yes,
so the chances of all that happening
have got to be crazy. That she's got a piercing and he's got the crabs, and pubic hair goes in.
Right.
How long can the crab live in your mouth?
Well, then you've given it perfect living conditions. I'm sure.
I bet. Is there mouth crabs like after crabs?
I don't know.
Can you get crabs in your mouth, Dave?
Yeah. Yes, you can. We just heard that you can.
But I mean, like legitimate, like. Like, mouth what if crabs. I just let them rock?
Let me look up mouth crabs.
I'm going to say no, but I don't know.
Just talking about them. Do crabs have teeth? Pubic lice symptoms. There is oral.
There is oral
infections, yep.
Oral infections.
You can get oral crabs.
Oh, my.
Small parasites that feed on human blood, so.
Something that's not talked about a lot.
No.
Never heard of that.
Oral crabs.
Come on.
Look out.
You can't. How do you recover from that?
All right. Well, we have the first guy willing to admit that he had something removed from his beehole. Mike, we're talking about.
Changing? No,
he's going for it. Mike's in Boston. Mike, we're talking about what doctors have had to pull out of you. What did they pull out of your backside, Mike?
They had to pull out my bathing suit out of my beehole.
How did your bathing suit get up there? What happened?
We went cliff diving. So we were jumping off a cliff. It was about 60 feet. And on the fall, my legs came apart. And so the force of my butt hitting the water shoved my bathing suit so far up my butt and tore some things, so I had to have it surgically removed and repaired.
Wait, you couldn't pull your own bathing suit out of your backside?
Dude, I was worried that I was going to rip some more things. The pain was terrible.
Yeah, so you water went in and blew some stuff loose inside of you as well, right?
Yeah, that's the way to put it.
Yeah, so it tore you, so they had to go in, remove, obviously kind of with you suit? Out cold.
What kind of swim trunk?
Like just Speedos. Yeah.
Who's in Speedos?
No, I don't know. I doubt it.
Was he? Mike, what kind of bathing suit?
Yeah. It was just a regular swim trunk. It knocked me unconscious, the force of hitting the water, luckily. So I woke up to crazy pain and a bunch of people saying, "Where's the blood coming from?"
Oh, my beehole!
Plus you're new.
No.
Are you new? Did it rip right off you?
No, it definitely tore, but the whole thing didn't go up there. It was just part of it.
Part of it.
Just part of it.
Holy smokes. I wouldn't have even have thought that was possible.
No.
I mean, they've got to be a little baggy, right? Because if they were super tight, they wouldn't have had any extra material to go up there.
Like, James is fine when he cliff dives because there's in almost tight. Nothing.
Yeah, A is super tight, and B, I'm in a man thong, so my cheeks are already trained for that exact scenario.
Exactly.
Yes.
He just takes on water and then releases.
That's embarrassing. You have to go to the hospital.
So I cliff dive.
You cliff dive.
And then my beehole's bleeding, but I passed out.
I'm passed out from it.
So Chuck? Chuck, are you okay, man?
Your butthole knocked you out. Like, your butthole hurt so bad that it just shut your brain off.
To your body, right?
Yeah.
When it can't handle certain things, it just turned
off.
Down.
Turned off.
You're probably better. He's probably better he passed out for a while.
Oh, no doubt.
I'm sure that pain would have been unbelievable. If it's so forceful, it shoves my swim trunks deep inside my nether regions that I have to get them surgically removed.
It tore a section of them loose and shoved it up.
Why does
anyone dive off a cliff?
I don't know. I would never.
Dumb.
Ever.
No.
Seems like it would hurt. It seems scary.
Like, you see the people, like, they'll cliff dive and they'll have shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know, like, their feet, it's going to hurt.
Right. So I guess you should wear, like, beehole protection, too.
Oh, man.
People are saying if anyone ever cliff dives with a professional, they tell you right out of the gate, clench your butt cheeks tight.
Oh.
Because you don't want that water rushing inside of you down there. I've heard the same thing with like water skiing and stuff. Same kind of thing, right?
Well, when you fall, sometimes you can't help it because you fall with your legs spread. And if you fall with your legs spread, that's it. And jet skiing, too, the people fall off the back and the jet of water...
Yeah, we've heard
of
that.
Goes inside of them.
You're supposed to wear a butt plug when you cliff. No, you're not.
That's James. That's James.
James, did you just type that?
No, but I do recommend that for extra thrill.
Where's my diving butt plug?
You recommend that a lot.
Yeah.
The butt plug can come in handy for a lot of activities. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tennis.
All the action sports.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.